USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration insisting that Iran was behind the attacks this past Thursday on a pair of oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. U.S. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it should be answered with a military strike on Iran.
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Cotton speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks. The Speaker of Iran's parliament saying the attacks on the tankers, quote, seem to complement the economic sanctions against Iran. Proceedings to get started today in San Diego in a war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who is accused of killing a teenage ISIS fighter, as well as two civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Chaos at a graduation party in Philadelphia last night after a gunman opens fire, killing one person and wounding at least seven others. No arrests have been made, and the police commissioner says they're not sure of the motive.
There was nothing that suggested there was a fight that preceded this, at least according to the people here.
Facing nationwide outrage over a video showing the arrest of a black mother and father, the mayor of Phoenix is now apologizing. Mayor Kate Gallego took to Twitter over the weekend to call the actions of two Phoenix police officers completely inappropriate and clearly unprofessional. The cell phone video taken by a witness showing the officers not wearing body cams, pointing guns and yelling threats at the man and his pregnant fiancée who were with their two young daughters, one of whom the family admits had taken a doll from a dollar store. Workers at Volkswagen's only U.S. plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted not to join a union. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Workers at Volkswagen's only U.S. factory will not be joining a union. Hourly workers at that plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, narrowly turning down an organizing effort by the United Auto Workers Union. The Chattanooga plant is the only VW factory outside China where workers do not belong to a union. Shrimp season delayed in the Gulf Coast. The Department of Marine Resources saying 2019 shrimp season can't begin yet because the shrimp still aren't big enough. Typically, by Father's Day, locals along that coast are enjoying that fresh seafood. The national average for gasoline declining for the sixth consecutive week, falling by nearly 7 cents to $2.66 a gallon.
The market has been able to shrug off any concerns from last week's attacks by Iran on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there were a couple of other factors as well.
The market is still obsessed and concerned with tensions between the U.S. and China on trade, and that has continued to pressure oil, which stands at about $52.50 per barrel. That's $14 lower than the levels we saw in April.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
At the theaters this weekend, Men in Black International, this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second, The Secret Life of Pets 2. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.